You already know that asbestos kills, but you may not have heard about the huge American asbestos miner and fabricator, Johns Manville. For 70 years that I know of, this evil company managed, with government connivance, to hide the truth about their product in Stonewall lawsuits. Then, when the pressure got too hot, they skipped the country, taking all their money and leaving behind a legacy of desperately ill men, widows, orphans, suffering, and death. The Australian company, James Hardie, has been in the news for some time for similar, though not as blatant, behavior. They have paid some damages, but not enough, and they have now joined their counterparts in overseas havens. Because of the enormous publicity asbestos has received, people have the idea that this sort of outrage can't happen again. But they're wrong, and one day it will be clear to everyone that there are substances in our everyday lives that are infinitely worse than asbestos. Substances that can wreck your health, create severe mental illnesses, destroy your immune system, and cause cancer. The multinationals who profit from these substances know exactly how dangerous they are. And one day they will have to make a run for it and join the asbestos criminals in overseas havens. I'm going to tell you about them, starting with artificial sweeteners.